Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
I'm not listening to this guy anymore. Celtics advice. I'm losing my arse on gambling.
And with that, welcome to the pregame. You're not doing well.
I have to take a break from wagering. I have never been this bad in my 28 years of gambling.
What's going on?
I don't have a pulse on anything. The games that I am very confident about end up having a blowout. The players that I think are going to score over 28 and a half points have 4 points. It's just, I'm all over the map. And I'm not an avid NBA watcher, but even then I can still gamble on it and do well. I'm doing terrible. Yeah. Anyways, thank you for letting me bitch about it. But I'll tell you what, go Kings, go. Cute. Everyone, this is the pregame. It's 10 minutes of fun. Just giving you a little sample of what we might talk about in more detail on our episode on Thursday. We always take your questions that you guys are kind enough to write in from our IG account. If you guys don't follow us, then you should. Calm Down Podcast. DM us all your questions and we will do our best to answer them. We want to fire it away, babe. What's the first question?
Yeah, I can't pronounce your name, but I think it's Osu and then a bunch of letters.
Elsa?
Bucket list country to visit. I'm going to say Croatia. We've done Italy. We've done Greece. We'd love to do Croatia on a boat. Anyone have a boat or the country Sicilia? I heard it's great. What about you?
I've always been a fan of that name until recently, but yeah, a rose by any same. Other name doesn't smell as sweet. You know what I mean?
Nope.
Anyways, I'd go anywhere that Cecilia wasn't. Now, let's see here. I love the idea of Croatia. I've never been there. I've never been to Greece. So I would like to go there. Always looks so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Also would like to go back to Italy. I'd like to do the Amalfi Coast. Haven't had that opportunity. Get me to Capri, grab a lemon, stay a while. I'm making lemonade these days, you know? Now, do you let your dogs sleep in bed with you? You and I disagree on this one.
Listen, I don't disagree with you. I do. And I agree with you that we shouldn't. Unfortunately, this dog runs my show. He knows it. I love him so much. I don't care.
I didn't even used to let my dogs upstairs with me or on the couch until COVID happened. Now they can go upstairs. Only Willis does, hence the shitting all over the carpet. And then no beds. But Willis is so sweet. He's the OG. He will follow me upstairs every night and lay at the on the floor.
Aww.
Like a little protector that he is. So
yeah.
Danielle Klee said, favorite sports tradition. So milk after the Indy 500, hockey playoff beers, Gatorade baths. What's your favorite sports tradition, Miss Andrews?
I would say it's hockey, and I love how they won't touch the cup. They won't touch the conference championship trophy because they just, you know, until they've won it. I love that. Charles Barkley did that, I guess, the other day. He didn't touch the cup because he's like, I never won it, so I'm not touching it. I love it. What about you?
Oh, shit. I shouldn't have touched it. I never won it, and I touched it. That's bad.
Girl,
you know what else I did,
respect.
Too? And it was when I first started covering hockey, and I've been honest about this, didn't grow up watching a lot of hockey. I grew up in Seattle. We had a minor league team, the Thunderbirds, but we didn't have a big NHL team.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget this. Walked into the dressing room and I walked right across the Penguin on the floor and Sydney goes, Carissa! And I was like, what? And he goes, you don't do that. And I was like, what? And I looked around and I never made that mistake again. But that's not also not the, which he's so nice, but that's not the dude you want to call you out. I'm like, oh, sorry. No. Asshole.
You cannot walk on the logo. Is that just in hockey or is that everywhere? It just depends on, it's everywhere?
No. It's a good question. I've never thought about that anywhere else. It's just the hockey one, really. Don't do that.
Yeah. This is a good one and appropriate for today. Any hangover remedies? And this is from Original Ellie One. What's yours?
Also, I got to say this. I've been doing a lot of drinking the last couple months. And I mean, it's fine. I'm just leaning in. I'm going to stop apologizing for it. I'm having a real spring break moment over here, given the climate of my life for the last few years. I'm just letting it all hang
Girls
out.
Girls gone wild.
Oh, yeah. We're getting crazy. Appropriately, though, of course. But my favorite hangover remedies, I just get back in the mix. I don't go hair of the dog. I crack it open. Is there a Coors Original sitting right here now? Yes, there is. You just got to throw one back.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. And work out.
Yeah, that's mine. Mm-hmm. You work out, definitely. I also do like a McDonald's breakfast sandwich if I feel like absolute dog crap. That is what I go for.
Yeah.
Breakfast sandwich. And my go is a sausage biscuit, egg, with the hash brown and the orange juice, which is like diabetes
Dang,
in a cup.
Girl.
It's like zing.
Wait, yeah. Man, that biscuit is good. Crumble.
It is.
We are looking at, Aaron, do you still talk to Tom Bergeron, that little cutie?
I do. I'm going to lunch Aww. With him on Thursday. I'm excited.
I love that.
Yeah.
I've actually not asked you that before about him and working with him. He seemed like such an incredible co-host.
The best.
Like what made him, and yes. so good at what, you guys are both so good at what you do, but what made him such a great co-host?
He was so good at any situation live, whether it was a wardrobe malfunction, something crazy that somebody would say. I mean, live television. And, you know, one time we had a protester run across stage and he handled it so well. He had, I think, Maria Osmond faint on stage. Also, just witty, dry sense of humor, super sarcastic. Nothing fazed him. I love him so much.
And that is so hard to do. I mean, we've worked with a lot of different people and live is a whole different animal and just react to what happens next.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, calm down merch, calm down stickers. We can do all the things, you guys. No problem.
Ooh, we should get some stickers. Mm-hmm. I love that idea. Keep sending us your questions, you guys. We love these.
Yeah, we do. I was just thinking about when you brought up Dancing with the Stars. I have a lot of questions from that show. I'm going to submit them.
Oh.
Maybe under an alias, you know? You guys, calm down, podcast. Get excited. This has been the pregame. It's a little hint of what we might talk about. We've got a lot of things to discuss. It's our off season, but we're still busy working, doing other things. We will discuss that and our birthdays and a whole lot more coming up on this week's episode of the Calm Down Podcast. Tune in.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. this time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.